上个主日我们谈到耶稣亚带领以色列人来到靠近耶利哥城的地方。
Last Sunday we discussed Joshua led the Israelites to the outskirts of the city of Jericho.
耶稣摇起目光看远处的耶利哥城。
Joshua looked up at the city of Jericho.
这个城是坚固的城。
This is a fortified city.
外面以城墙保护着。
It is protected by very heavy walls.
以色列的百姓当时是没有受过军事的训练和装备。
The Israelites were just ordinary people without military training or even weapons.
要攻取耶利哥城实在是很不容易。
It is extremely hard for them to capture this city.
对于耶稣亚来说，他要面临着很重大的挑战。
This was a tremendous challenge for Joshua.
他不知道是否是能够进攻耶利哥城。
He would wonder whether they were able to break through into the city.
他也不知道攻打耶利哥城的时候，以色列人的死伤人数有多少。
Or how much casualties they would suffer.
万一以色列人失败了怎么办呢？
Or even what if they fail?
当耶稣亚在忧郁和担心的时候，
Just as he was filled with all these concerns and anxieties,
有一个人出现在他的面前。
He looked up and saw a man in front of him.
他的手中拿着拔出来的刀站在对面。
He had a drawn sword in his hand.
耶稣亚就问他说，你是来帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢？
So Joshua went up to him and asked, Are you here for us or against us?
那人怎样回答呢？
I'll see his reply.
不是的，我是要来做耶和华军队的元帅。
I'm neither, but I'm here as the commander of the army of the Lord.
耶稣亚听到这句话，知道那位和他说话的不是平常人。
So when Joshua heard this, he knew he wasn't talking to a mere man.
于是耶稣亚就伏伏在地上下拜。
So he prostrated himself to worship.
耶和华军队的元帅开始下号令指挥耶稣亚。
So this commander of the army of the Lord began to issue commands.
他要告诉耶稣亚怎样做。
He told Joshua how he should proceed.
他说，看啊，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥王并大人的勇士都交在你手中。
So see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand along with his kings and his fighting men.
你们的一切军兵要围绕之城，
March around the city with all the armed men.
一日围绕一次，六日要这样行。
Do once a day for 6 days.
一个祭司要拿七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在夜柜前，到七日你们要围绕绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。
Have seven priests carrying trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing their trumpets.
他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必倒塌，个人都要往前至上。
When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpet, have all the people give a loud shout, then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up every man straight in.
耶稣亚就把祭司都招了来，吩咐他们抬起夜柜。
So Joshua called the priest.And told them to take up the Ark of the Covenant.
夜柜前面有七个祭司拿七个羊角。
And in front of the Ark will have 7 priests having carrying trumpets.
祭司的前面是带兵器的耶和华军队。
And also the armed guards going in front.
神要绕城，七个祭司拿着七个羊角走在夜柜前面吹角。
So the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went before the ark, blowing their trumpets.
祭司一面走一面吹。
They blowing trumpets as they walked.
他们一天围绕七次宫，总围绕了六天。
For the first 6 days, each day they circled the city once.
到了第七天，他们绕了七次， 到了第七次祭司吹角的时候，白耶稣亚吩咐百姓说，呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把城交给你们了。众人呼喊耶利哥城，城墙于是就倒塌了。
On the seventh day they circled seven times, and then the seven times around, when the priest sounded the trumpet brass, Joshua commanded the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. As people shouted, the wall of Jericho went down.
何等大的敬拜能力。
Now what great power of worship.
他们没有用到任何的刀，也没有用到任何的剑。
They didn't use any sword or any spear.
他们没有用到任何的军队的武器，他们就得胜了。
They used no regular military weapons, but they've won the battle.
城墙倒塌了。
The city wall fell before them.
这是神的能力彰显。
This is a manifestation of God's mighty power.
这是敬拜中经历到神的大能大力。
And that's experiencing God's mighty power through worshiping.
以色列人经历了。
The Israelites experienced this power.
或许你也能够同样经历到神在敬拜中神的能力。
Perhaps you can experience the same through your worship.
以色列人没有意料到神会如此的用如此的方式使到他们得胜。
Now the way that God brought the victory to the Israelites were totally unexpected.
同样的，神有他做事的方式和法则。
God works according to His own design and His own principles.
神做事的方式和法则是人无法想象到的。
They are unfathomable to people.
因为实际说，耶和华说，我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。
The scripture said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
因为神是神，不是人。
Because he is God, he's not a man.
他在我们当中要做的事是我们意想不到的。
What and how he works in our midst is often unexpected to us.
今天早上我们要以四方面来谈到以色列人经历神的秘诀。
So today we're going to discuss in four aspects the secrets of the Israelites experiencing God's mighty power.
第一个秘诀是静默。
The first secret is quietness before God.
我们谈过敬拜。
We have discussed about worship.
敬拜的内容包含了对神的歌颂赞美，起应经文，祷告读经和神的信息以及默祷。
Worship includes the praise and exaltation of God, responsive reading of the scripture, prayer, the message, and meditation.
在现在这个时代里面，人为了生活都在忙碌的当中度过。
In our present time, we become very busy, so busy with our life.
忙碌的生活所带来的后果就是紧张。
And this busy life brings tension.
忙碌的生活带来了人在忧郁中过活，人患上了扁头痛，人的血压高上。
And this kind of tension and busyness bring us all kinds of ailments like depression, migraine, high blood pressure, you name it.
人何等需要停一停。
So how much we need to take a time out.
我们需要安静下来。
We need to take a time out to quiet down.
以赛亚书第三十章第十五节说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Isaiah 30:15, in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength.
这就是我们得力和得胜的秘诀。
And this is the secret of our strength and our victory.
我们好多时候忙这个忙那个。
So often we are very busy with all kinds of activities.
我们在向这里冲，向那里冲。
We hurry around like chicken with heads cut off.
我们到头来却是扑个空。
But at the end, we accomplish nothing.
忘记了神的话语。
Because we forget His words.
神的话语曾经说过，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Because we forget what God said, in repentance and rest is your salvation.
耶稣雅记第六章第十节。
In Joshua 6:10,
以色列人要出发去绕城了。
When the Israelites set out to march around the city.
首先耶稣要吩咐百姓说
The first thing that Joshua commanded the people was this
你们不可呼喊不可出声连一句话也不可出你们的口
Do not give a war cry Do not raise your voices Do not say a word until the day is set
等到我吩咐你们呼喊的日子那时才可以呼喊
So on the day that I tell you to shout you shout
这是一个要百姓安静保持静默的命令。
So this command was to keep the people silent, be quiet.
这个命令实在是是很难遵守的一个命令。
It's a very difficult command.
想一想啊，我们一大群的会众要静默无声，很不容易。
Just imagine how hard it is.Just to keep this size congregation quiet.
人越多，那个嘈杂的声音就越大。
With so many more people among the Israelites, you would expect a lot more noise.
我们要学习静默。
But we need to learn quietness before God.
静默不是打坐练气功。
Now, quietness is not like monks sitting to meditate or practicing 气功。
静默乃是来到神的面前安静寻求神。
But quietness before God is coming to seek Him in quietness.
静默是来到神的面前等候神的带领。
It is coming to God and wait for His leading.
静默是预备自己从神那里支取力量的时刻。
This quietness is preparing ourselves for the time to come to receive strength from God.
静默是预备自己聆听神的话语。
And the quietness is preparing ourselves to hear God's words.
一个忙碌的人是听不到神那微小的声音。
A very busy man will not hear that still small voice of God.
以赛亚书四十章三十一节说
But Isaiah 40:31 says,
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.They will soar with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
在神的面前静默是一个敬拜。
So quietness before God is a form of worship.
在日常的生活当中，我们必须常与神独处的时刻。
So in our busy life, we must take time out.To have spent time alone with God.
我们默祷，我们默想想神的话语，我们就能够重新得着力量。
Only through these quiet times of prayer, meditating on God's words, can we renew our strength.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹，每个主日的早晨早一点到教会来，先安静自己在神的面前寻求神。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, come a little earlier on the Sunday morning to worship, so you can have the time to quiet yourself down before God to seek Him.
你就会发现当天的敬拜很不一样。
And you will see a difference in that worship.
西方雅书第一章第七节说，你要在主面前，主耶和华面前静默无声。
Zephaniah 1:7 said, Be silent before the sovereign God.
哈巴谷书第二章第二十节说，唯耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都担在他面前肃静静默。
In Habakkuk 1:7, But the Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth be silent before him.
静默很重要。
So quietness is very important.
五线谱的乐谱里面会有一个休止谱。
So in music score, you will see a rest note.
我不知道你是否读过圣经诗篇，圣经诗篇，我不知道你有没有注意到有两个字常常出现。
And I wonder if when you read Psalms, whether you have paid attention to a word that come up pretty often.
这两个字就是希拉。
希拉。That's the word.
希拉就是停顿的意思。是安静的意思。
And sila means rest.
在风暴来临的时候，有一刻安静，你就会发现很不同了。
And if in the middle of storm, there is a moment of stillness, you will sense it.
让我们学习常常来到神的面前的时候，放下一切的重担和挂虑。
So let us learn to come before God.And lay down all our burdens and anxieties.
我们的心单单向神敞开。
Open our hearts only to God.
我们进入内室，安静等候神。
We enter the enclosed room and in quietness wait upon God.
我们默默地亲近神，学习单独的与神相处。
And in this quietness, we draw near to God and learn to be alone with God.
在这个当读的时刻里面，我们就让圣灵来教导我们。
So in this time of solitude, we'll let the Holy Spirit teach us.
让神的话语进到我们的里面来鼓励我们。
And let the Word of God enter into us to encourage and comfort us.
让神的话语就在我们的里面来安慰我们。
And let the word of God comfort us.
让我们思想神的话语，我们也默默向神祷告。
And at the same time, as we meditate on the word of God, we also pray to Him.
就好像耶稣在约翰福音十五章十七第七节说：“你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。”
Just as the Lord Jesus said in John 15:7, If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you.
在这个时代里面，撒旦要破坏神与人之间的关系，就是用物质和忙碌来赚取。
In this present time,One of Satan's schemes to disrupt our relationship with God is by tempting us with material wealth and all the busyness in obtaining such wealth.
人为了他们要得着他们所要的东西，就从早忙到晚。
Because we want those wealth, then we spend all our time and energy day and night.
求神来怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
在忙碌的当中，我们有停顿的时刻。
To help us to establish a time of rest out of this busy life.
我们有一段安静的时间来到神的面前。
So we can enjoy the quietness before God.
耶利哥的战役，以色列安静的围绕耶利哥城。
So in the battle of Jericho, the Israelites were just quietness.Circle the city.
彼此不讲话。
They didn't say a word to one another.
他们的眼目不看别的，只看神。
And their eyes were on none other than God Himself.
他们进到神的里面，他们等候神，亲近神，这个就是他们得胜的原因。
They enter into God's presence, they draw near to Him and wait upon Him. That is why they had the victory.
第二个秘诀我们要看，就是聆听和顺服神的话。
And the second secret is hearing and obeying the word of God.
我们说过，一个忙碌的人是没有 办法听到神那微小的声音。
We just said that a busy person can't hear that still small voice.
寂寞是等候那微小声音应该有的操练。
So quietness is a spiritual discipline very necessary for us to wait and hear that still small voice.
聆听和顺服神的话语是另外一个我们要操练的功课。
So the next thing that we need to practice on is hearing and obeying God's word.
以色列人顺服神的话语。
The Israelites obeyed.
他们就围绕耶利哥城，安静不作声。
So they silently circled the city of Jericho.
他们完全没有问为什么我们要围绕耶利哥城。
They didn't question why we have to do it this way.
他们也没有问神说为什么我们连一句话都不可以讲。
And they didn't ask why we can't even say a word.
他们也没有埋怨说围绕耶利哥城不讲话是太枯燥了太单调了太宽敞了
So if it were us we probably would complain walking such a long way without saying a word would be too dull too boring
我们看到以色列人的民众没有一点埋怨的声音
But the Israelites did not make such a complaint
大家同心合意
They just went out with one mind.
他完全地顺服神的吩咐。
They all submitted and obeyed the command of God.
他们完全地听从耶和华军队的元帅的指挥。
They submitted to the command from the commander of the army of the Lord.
神叫他们什么时候安静，他们就安静。
Whenever they were told to be quiet, they stayed quiet.
神叫他们呼喊，他们就呼喊。
When they were commanded to shout, they shouted.
他们完完全全地顺服神的带领。
They were completely obedient to God's leading.
我们知道说，聆听和顺服是一个不容易学的功课。
Now, hearing and obeying God's words is a lesson not easy to learn.
特别是当我们听到神责备我们话语的时候，我们会听到心里感觉到不舒服。
Especially if the word of God is one that rebuke us, when we hear, we may be upset.
特别是神的吩咐和我们的雄心、和我们的志向、和我们的期望违背的时候，我们会很难顺服。
Or when God's commands differ from our own ambitions or our own interests or expectations, we will find it hard to obey.
只有聆听和顺服的时候，神的大能大力就会临到我们的当中。
But only through hearing and obeying God's word, God's mighty power will be manifested in our midst.
聆听和顺服是我们经历神的首要。
So hearing and obeying God's words are essential for us to experience God.
第三，我们要与神同行。
And the third point is that they walked with God.
围绕耶利哥城的时候，有夜柜在以色列人民中间。
When the Israelites were circling the city of Jericho, the Ark of Covenant was in their midst.
夜柜在他们中间，表示神和他们同在。
The Ark of Covenant represented the presence of God with them.
这是他们得胜的秘诀。
That was the secret of the victory.
有神的同在，他们什么都不怕。
When God is with us, nothing to fear.
有神的同在，他们不用惊慌。
And when God was with them, they had no need to panic.
我们看到圣经，在圣经创世纪讲到约瑟被卖到埃及地。
Now you may recall that in Genesis, it's towards the story about Joseph when he was sold to Egypt.
看起来对约瑟来讲是一个大难临头。
I mean, being sold as a slave to Egypt would have been a horrible or even disastrous to Joseph.
但是在圣经里面，如果你注意的话，圣经里面好几个地方都讲到耶和华与他。同在，他就百事顺利。
But again and again the scripture told us that the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered.
特别是例子来讲, 就是创世纪39章2节有这样的一个一句话。
And you can look it up at Genesis 39 verse 2.
越是能够从一个奴仆的身份
Joseph went to Egypt as a slave, and eventually he became the prime minister of Egypt. Why could that happen? The cause was that the Lord was with Joseph.
在我们生命的每一个日子, 我们何等需要神与我们同在。
So how much we need God being with us through every day of our life.
神与我们同在, 我们就能够靠着神得胜。
If God is with us, we will be able to be victorious through His presence with us.
当神与我们同在的时候, 我们就能够经历到神的全能。
And when God is with us, we will experience His mighty power.
以色列人围绕耶利哥城,
the Israelites circled the city.
神与他们同在,
and God was with them.
他们也走在神的后面跟从神的脚步走,
and when they walked, they followed God.
神怎样带领他们,
they would go as God lead them.
他们就怎样走。
Yeah.
弟兄姐妹,我们走这条人生道路的时候也是这样。
And brothers and sisters, it's very similar to our path of life.
我们看不到前面的道路如何。
We do not see clearly the way before us.
我们也不知道明天将会如何。
We don't know what tomorrow would bring.
我们也不知道明年将会到哪一个地方去。
We don't know where we will be next year.
我们就是需要凭着信心走在神的后面，由神来带领我们，神怎样带我们就怎样走。We
must by faith believe in the path, in God and go on the path that He leads us. Whichever way He leads us, we will follow.
我们要一个信心，相信神。
We must have the faith in God to believe that the path that He has chosen for us is never wrong. We should never try to go ahead of God and use our own way to try to force God to comply with us.
我们要学习走神的道路。
But isn't that we should learn to follow God's way?
箴言3章第5到第6节说, 你要专心仰赖耶和华, 不可依靠自己的聪明, 在你一切所行的事上, 要认定他, 他必指引你的路。
Proverbs 3:5-6, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
诗篇25篇12节说, 谁敬畏耶和华, 耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
In Psalm 25:12, Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
最后一点, 有信靠神的心。
And the last point, they trusted in God.
在人的眼光来看, 以色列人围绕耶利哥城是愚蠢的一件事情。
From a human perspective, it was a dumb thing to do for the Israelites to circle the city.
他们怎么也不用刀剑来攻打耶利哥城呢?
Why didn't they attack the city with weapons?
他们倒去围绕城墙，怎么城墙一围绕就倒了下来？
You just circle and walk around the city and expected the wall to fall?
怎么会有这样的一个事情，在人根本就是没有办法想象的。
Who in his own mind would have come up with such an idea?
当我们看到以色列人蛮有信心。
But the Israelites went with full confidence.
们的元帅带领，他们在元帅的带领下，他们相信他们必定会得胜。
And they trusted their commander and trust that the commander will lead them to victory.
表面上来看，他们是愚蠢的。
Now,
实际上来说，他们是得胜的。
On the surface, it looks like what they did was foolish, but what they achieved was victory.
如果你能够有圣经，你去看看，翻开诗篇第二十七篇。
Now, if you have your Bible handy, please open to Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇讲到大卫面对敌人的攻击。
Now, Psalm 27 is a psalm that David wrote when he was facing attack from his enemies.
照你来说，大卫啊。在敌人要攻击他的时候，他应该马上施加号令，召集军队准备迎战。
Now, a common sense action when you're facing attack would be to give order and gather the army to prepare for the battle.
但是大卫王他根本没有这么做。
But that wasn't the first thing David did.
他的第一件事情他做的就是他来到神的面前敬拜神。
But the first thing he did was to come before God to worship.
怎么敌人攻打你的时候，你不以召聚军队，你反而去礼拜堂敬拜神呢？
But you would ask, now how come that when you're under attack from enemies, you wouldn't prepare your army, but went to worship instead?
根本在人眼光看来是一件愚蠢的事情。
That would seem foolish in human eyes.
可是大卫讲了一句话。
But this is what David said.
他说有一件事我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
以人的眼光来看，这是不可思议的。
This would be unbelievable from a man's perspective.
大卫在面临国家要灭亡的时候，他不打仗，反而到神的殿里面敬拜神。
How could a king not prepare for battle in the battlefield when the kingdom is under attack?
大卫能够这样做。是因为他对神的信心。
But David instead went to worship God, that's because of his faith in God.
所以在二十七篇里面他曾经讲过这样的一句话。
So in the same psalm he said,
他说我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上当了。
I'm still confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.
你知道吗？他讲了两次，要等候耶和华。
So in the same verse, he said twice, "Wait for the Lord."
这可不是回到我们刚才所说的第一点。
So didn't that point us back to the first?Point of the secret quietness before God.
我们要静默等候耶和华。
We must wait for God in quietness.
弟兄姐妹，我们要有信心相信神的能力。
We must have the faith in God's mighty power.
我们相信神是人，是一位死无变有的神。
He's the God who created something out of nothing.
我们相信。这位神是无所不能的神。
He is the omnipotent God.
这位神是能够改变万事的神。
He is the God that can change anything in any situation.
我相信。
I believe.
你相信吗？
Do you?
上个星期我们谈过了属灵的征战不同于地上的征战。
Last week we talked about the difference between spiritual warfare and earthly warfare.
属灵的征战根本不需要人的本领、人的智慧、人的武器、人的智慧、人的知识。
Spiritual warfare doesn't rely on human ability, wisdom, weaponry, strategies, or human knowledge.
在属灵的征战中，不是人要做什么才可以得胜。
And winning spiritual warfare doesn't rely on what man does,
乃是靠着神的大能大力来得胜。
But the mighty power of God.
身为神的儿女，我们要面临征战的时候，我们要如何靠着神得胜呢？
As children of God facing spiritual warfare, how are we going to rely on God to win the battle?
那就是我们所谈的四点。第一，我们要静默；第二，我们要在静默中经历神，聆听神的声音；我们要顺服神和顺服神的带领；我们要在征战当中得胜。
So that came back to the secrets we learned, that first we must come before God in quietness, and in that quietness we experience the presence of God, and we listen to His voice and obey His word and His leading.
我们得胜不是靠着我们的聪明，我们乃是靠着神，我们和神同行，我们跟从神的脚踪，跟从神的带领。我们必须要有信心来依靠这位神。
So victory in spiritual warfare doesn't rely on our own smart, but require that we walk with God and walk after God's direction. To do that, we must have faith and must know what manner of God He is, the God that we trust in.
在70年代的时候，美国面临着很大很大的挑战。
In the 1970s, United States went through some very challenging time.
以及战乱过后，人整个经济走下坡。
It was a time after the Vietnam War and also the economic decline.
人们年轻人他们的内心里面充满着空虚。
The youth that grew up at that time was filled with emptiness.
他们在怀疑神是否存在。
Many of them question whether God existed.
甚至有人说神已经死了，神已经不在我们当中了。
Or some declare that God is dead.
那个时代有一个圣经的作者叫做 Guyter. 圣经的作者，有一个圣经的作者。
There was an author named Guyter.
他也是在当中思想。这个问题。
And he also was pondering on these questions in that time.
他就在当中神的话语就临到了他当中。
So the word of God came to him at that time.
所以他写了这样的一首诗歌。
So he penned this song.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Oh, so because he lived, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着不再惧怕。
Because he lived, I will not fear.
我深知道他掌管明天。
Because I know he holds tomorrow.
生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
And life is filled with hope because he lived.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Bill Gaither.
我们在唱的时候，我们请我们的弟兄把这两个讲台移开。